American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Messed up. Messed up. Cheer up. Cheer up. Fed up with. Fed up with. Curious. Curious. Disturbed. Disturbed. Algebra. Algebra. Individual. Individual. Valuable. Valuable. Obvious. Obvious. Approve of. Approve of.
Now, listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
You don't look very happy, Alan. What's the matter?
I just made 45 on a math test. I really messed up.
One quiz probably isn't that important. Cheer up.
I can't. I'm fed up with school right now.
I'm curious. Why are you so disturbed about failing?
Because if I don't pass algebra, I can't play soccer.
Oh, that is bad. We couldn't win without you.
Sure you could. Other individuals on the team play well.
Yes. But you're our most valuable player.
Thanks. Coach Clark would disagree with you, though.
Why? It's obvious to everyone who attends the games.
He likes to win. But he doesn't approve of bad grades.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, repeat it.
You don't look very happy, Alan. What's the matter?
I just made 45 on a math test. I really messed up.
One quiz probably isn't that important. Cheer up.
I can't. I'm fed up with school right now.
I'm curious. Why are you so disturbed about failing?
Because if I don't pass algebra, I can't play soccer.
That is bad. We couldn't win without you.
Sure you could. Other individuals on the team play well.
Yes, but you're our most valuable player.
Thanks. Coach Clark would disagree with you, though.
Why? It's obvious to everyone who attends the games.
He likes to win, but he doesn't approve of bad grades.
Look at the dialogue and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
How did Alan do on his math test? Repeat. He messed up. What did Carl tell Alan to do? Repeat. He told him to cheer up. How does Alan feel about school right now? Repeat. He's fed up with it. Why does Carl ask Alan a question? Repeat. Because he's curious. What does Alan want to know? Repeat. He wants to know why Carl is so disturbed. What subject does Alan have to pass in order to play soccer? Repeat. He has to pass algebra. Is Alan the only good player on the team? Repeat. No, other individuals on the team play well. What kind of soccer player is Alan? Repeat. He's the most valuable player on the team. Can the people who attend the soccer games see Alan's ability? Repeat. Yes, it's obvious to them. How does the soccer coach feel about bad grades? Repeat. He doesn't approve of them.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the statement and choose the sentence that means the same thing.
Number 1. Alan messed up on the math test. Number 2. Carl tried to cheer Alan up. Number 3. Alan's fed up with school right now. Number 4. Carl's curious about Alan's problem. Number 5. Alan's disturbed about failing. Number 6. Alan's studying algebra in school. Number 7. Other individuals are good players too. Number 8. Alan's ability is valuable to the team. Number 9. It's obvious that Alan's a good player. Number 10. Coach Clark doesn't approve of bad grades.
Look at figure 2 and check your answers.
Number 1 is A. He made a lot of mistakes. Number 2 is B. He tried to make Alan happier. Number 3 is A. He can't put up with it. Number 4 is B. He wants to know about it. Number 5 is A. He's worried about it. Number 6 is B. He's taking a math course. Number 7 is B. Other people play well also. Number 8 is A. It's important. Number 9 is B. It's easy to see. Number 10 is A. He doesn't like them.
Look at figure 3 now. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraphs.
Digits. Digits. Get across. Get across. Values. Values. Formulas. Formulas. Compute, compute. Fundamental, fundamental. Recognize, recognize. Worth, worth.
Look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
Algebra is a branch of mathematics. Like other types of math, algebra uses the digits 0 through 9 and other symbols. Because symbols are a simple way to get across complicated ideas, algebra also uses symbols such as letters to represent unknown values. The numbers and symbols are combined to create formulas. These enable us to compute the solutions to many kinds of math problems. They also allow us to state fundamental rules, relationships, and procedures in math, science, and other fields. Although students don't always recognize its worth, algebra is a valuable mathematical tool.
Look at the paragraphs again and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What does algebra use? Repeat. It uses the digits 0 through 9 and other symbols. What can symbols do? Repeat. They can get across complicated ideas. Why are numbers and symbols combined? Repeat. They're combined to create formulas. What can we compute with formulas? Repeat. We can compute the solutions to many kinds of math problems. What kind of rules do formulas allow us to state? Repeat. They allow us to state fundamental rules. Do students always realize that algebra is a valuable tool? Repeat. No, they don't always recognize its worth.
Look at figure 4 now. Listen to a statement. If it's true, circle T. If it's false, circle F.
Number 1. The number 7 is a digit. Number 2. Worth is the opposite of value. Number 3. Formulas are used only in mathematics. Number 4. Fundamental means the same thing as basic. Number 5. To compute an answer means to figure it out. Number 6. To get an idea across means to make it clear. Number 7. When you recognize something, you can identify it. Number 8. Something with a high value is cheap or unimportant.
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statement.
Number 1 is true. Repeat. The number 7 is a digit. Number 2 is false. Worth isn't the opposite of value. It's the same. Repeat. Worth is the same as value. Number 3 is false. Formulas aren't used just in mathematics. Repeat. Formulas are used in math, science, and other fields. Number 4 is true. Repeat. Fundamental means the same thing as basic. Number 5 is true. Repeat. To compute an answer means to figure it out. Number 6 is true. Repeat. To get an idea across means to make it clear. Number 7 is true. Repeat. When you recognize something, you can identify it. Number 8 is false. Something with a high value isn't cheap or unimportant. It's expensive or important. Repeat. Something with a high value is expensive or important.
Look at figure 5. Look at the word and listen. If you hear the H at the beginning of the word, circle yes. If the H isn't pronounced, circle no. Listen to the example and circle yes or no.
Highway.
The answer is yes. The H at the beginning of highway is pronounced. Repeat. Highway. Now listen and circle yes or no.
Number 1. 100. Number 2. Hardly. Number 3. Humor. Number 4. History. Number 5. Honorable. Number 6. Hotel. Number 7. Hourly. Number 8. Humidity. Number 9. Honest. Number 10. Hesitate.
Check your answers. Then repeat the words.
Number 1 is yes. Repeat. 100. Number 2 is yes. Repeat. Hardly. Number 3 is yes. Repeat. Humor. Number 4 is yes. Repeat. History. Number 5 is no. Repeat. Honorable. Number 6 is yes. Repeat. Hotel. Number 7 is no. Repeat. Hourly. Number 8 is yes. Repeat. Humidity. Number 9 is no. Repeat. Honest. Number 10 is yes. Repeat. Hesitate.
This is the end of tape 4A, book 25.